Oh, my. Knit clapped her hands together at the thought. It's a lovely quilt, she added, making Henny wonder if she should present it to the girl. A person couldn't have too many quilts in Middle Swan. But maybe she should wait until she finished a nicer quilt. This one wasn't much better than a scrap quilt, made up of fabrics Henny'd had for a long time. A quilt's like the family Bible. It's got everybody's mark in it, memories of everybody's lives. There's pieces from my old dress that I wore when I came to Middle Swan, and another from a shirt I found hanging on a tree in Poverty Gulch just outside the terrible mine which hasn't been worked in 50 years. I never knew how that shirt got there. I let it hang all summer before I decided nobody was coming for it, and I took it. She ran her hands over the quilt top and stopped at a white cotton scrap with a design of tiny black feathers and tapped her thimbled ring finger on it. Mrs. Sabra, she was the dressmaker in Middle Swan, gave me this one. It's left over from a shirtwaist she made for Bijou, who worked. Henny stopped, for she didn't know how the girl felt about hookers. For a lady long ago. I guess every scrap has its story. But you're a quilter, you know that.